The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Freedom 1570, KDIZ, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Powered by JTR Roofing.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
The nomination will be reported favorably to the floor with a unanimous vote.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination has been advanced to the full Senate. Democratic senators refusing to show up in protest of the GOP's push to install President Trump's nominee to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Chairman Lindsey Graham says this is a historic day.
To all the young women out there like Amy Barrett, this is a big day for you. To the country as a whole, you're going to have an associate justice on the court that you should be proud of.
Senators planning to convene a rare weekend session for procedural actions ahead of a final confirmation vote, and that is expected on Monday. Also at townhall.com, it's their final face-to-face showdown before the election. President Trump and his Democrat challenger will mix it up on the debate stage tonight in Nashville.
Before facing former Vice President Joe Biden in their final debate, the president is grumbling about NBC's Kristen Welker. He describes the moderator as very biased. He's also critical about the decision by debate organizers to mute the microphones to limit the candidates from talking over each other.
I think the mute is very unfair.
And the president is upset that the debate won't focus on foreign policy, a topic he says both campaigns agreed to. Greg Clugston, Nashville.
A Minnesota judge has dismissed a third-degree murder count filed against the former Minneapolis police officer who knelt on the neck of George Floyd. But the more serious second-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin will remain. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 43 points. The Nasdaq, 54 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Mr. Black and Like It Matters Radio is next here on Freedom 1570. We're ringing liberty and truth on this Thursday. I'm Lee Michaels from the KingdomBuilders.com studios for today. I've seen a little bit of it all, some snow showers, some freezing rain and rain. I might even hear some thunder this afternoon. Looking for a high around 36. Those rain showers should taper off late tonight with a low near 32, then partly cloudy 37 for your Friday. Thanks for listening to Freedom 1570.
These are the official rules for all contests on Salem Media Group and Salem Communications Holding Corporation stations in the Twin Cities. Collectively, Salem TC from time to time will conduct contests. No purchase necessary to enter or win. If for any reason a prize is not available, a substitute prize may be offered. Winners will be limited to one prize every 30 days. Winners of a major prize will be limited to one every 365 days. A major prize is any prize with a value of more than $1,000. Participants and winners must be U.S. residents that are responsible for any and all taxes. For full contest rules, see this station's website.
Hi, this is Lee.
And this is Matt from the Kingdom Builders.
About 22 years ago, I remember doing my father's roof in Bloomington after a huge hailstorm had gone through. And now he just had me come out and take a look at his roof because he wants to make sure it's okay, 22 years old now. Most roofs in that time era were good for about 20, 25, maybe 30 years. So if you're looking to get an honest assessment on whether your 22-year-old roof is still good, give us a call.
Yeah, Lee, I remember that storm too. And as I drive around Burnsville, Bloomington, the South Metro, I see all of these roofs that were replaced back in 1998. And it may be time for an assessment for us to come out and let you know if you have a year or three left or if now is a good time to get those shingles replaced. For an honest assessment on your roof or gutters, give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up on the web at thekingdombuilders.com. That's thekingdombuilders.com.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Your life changes for the better when you live each day like it matters. Positive focus, healthier relationships, and breaking free from trauma that's held you back. The time is now for Like It Matters Radio with your host, Mr. Scott V. Black.
It's a great day to be alive.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And today, on Like It Matters Radio, we're going to get serious. It's time to get serious. Not that we're not always serious, but just want to suggest, parents, if you got kids around and they're normally listening to Like It Matters Radio, like I know they do, you might want to just have them tune out this show just because, you know, I'm really getting bothered. And today we're going to get real. Today I'm going to get honest with you. Not that I'm not always honest with you. Don't you hate when a salesman say, let me be honest with you? Because you want to say, what are you doing the rest of the time, right? But, you know, today we're going to talk about the breakdown. And actually, this will be a two-part show. Today's part one. And then tomorrow I will play part two. But I want to suggest that there's something going on around us. And we don't open our eyes and open our ears and open our hearts. We're in big trouble. You know, my intense leadership training, what people don't know is that's a very huge spiritual component to what I do. It's leadership training. It's secular. It's not religious training. There's not a piece of scripture or mention of God in my manual at all. So I want you to know that, but I'm a man of God. And so what I do, it falls in the category of called awareness training. It's awareness training. Because if you're not aware of something, you can't deal with it. You know, it's really hard to do battle with an enemy you can't identify. That's why this whole war on terror, the Taliban in Afghanistan, because these cowards would not wear uniforms. These cowards would operate out of hospitals militarily. These cowards would hide behind children. They would wear civilian clothes, and there are rules of war. And so that was why it was such a hard enemy to battle, because when you can't identify your enemy, it's hard to be prepared for the battle. And even if you look at the four levels of learning, the first level of learning is unconscious incompetence, where you don't know what you don't know. But the second level is now called conscious incompetence. Now you know what you don't know. And really, that's the key. You've got to know what you don't know. You know, when I'm counseling people, and if someone doesn't believe that they're doing something wrong, even though the other person said, "Well, what you're doing is destroying me," if this person doesn't know or doesn't believe or won't admit they're living in denial that what they're doing is causing harm, then why would they ever cease to do it? You know, I hear people say all the time, well, you know, my spouse is living in the past. My spouse is living in the past. Well, they keep throwing this in my face. The problem is that person's still doing it. And it's not the past. The past is when you draw a line in the sand and you say, okay, I'm no longer going to do this. It's like slavery. That's part of our past. Because there was the Emancipation Proclamation in the 1860s that said, never, ain't going to happen anymore, ain't right. And so now we can talk about passing. Got a lot of people in this country, the Black Lives Matter people, the perpetual victims out there that want to make the black community victims, they're still living in the past. And now they're bringing up the past. There was times when this country was racist. There was times where it was okay to treat people poorly because of the color of their skin. That's no longer acceptable. Hasn't been acceptable for a long time. Are there racist people? Sure. There'll always be racist people. Black, white, brown, yellow, blue. Absolutely. But you gotta realize that we need to be aware of what's going on. And if you're not aware of it, you can't stop it. You can't deal with it. You can't battle it. And so I like to bring things from the dark into the light. That's what the Bible says. God will bring everything from the darkness into the light. That's why do you think darkness hates the light? Wouldn't you hate something that whenever it showed up, you had to go away, right? You ever notice what happens to darkness when light shows up? It has to go away. And let me be honest, there's a lot of darkness in this world. And today we're going to talk about part one on the breakdown. America's falling apart, let's be honest. It's a breakdown. And I believe there's three reasons for the breakdown. Number one is God. And it's not God breaking down, or moving away from God. Number two, family. The breakdown of the family has been going on a long time. And number three, the media. And today we're going to deal with number three first. And then tomorrow we'll deal with the breakdown of the family and breakdown of God, our relationship with God, I should say, because God's unchanging. You know, he's permanent. He's the way he is. He's not going to change. God is the same today as he was before we were. He was the same today as he was when we walked in the garden with him. He's the same today as he was when he was given the Ten Commandments to Moses and the Jews, right? But we have changed. We have moved. And today, first, I want to talk about hope, because the opposite of what's going on in this country, there's helpless and hopeless going on, is hope. If you can look at the sunset and smile and find beauty in the colors of a small flower, then you still have hope. If you can find pleasure in the movement of a butterfly, and the smile of a child can still warm your heart, then you still have hope. If you can see the good in other people, and if the rain breaking on a rooftop can still lull you to sleep, then you still have hope. If the sight of a rainbow still makes you stop and stare and wonder, and if the soft fur of a favorite pet still feels pleasant under your fingertips, then you still have hope. If you meet new people with a trace of excitement and optimism, and if you give people the benefit of the doubt, then you still have hope. If you still offer your hand in friendship to others that have touched your life, and if receiving an unexpected card or letter still brings a pleasant surprise, then you still have hope. If the suffering of others still fills you with pain and frustration, and if you refuse to let a friendship die or accept that it must end, then you still have hope. If you look forward to a time or a place of quiet and reflection, if you still watch love stories or want the endings to be happy, you still have hope. If you look forward to a time or place of quiet and reflection, and if you still watch love stories or want the... I'm sorry, you still have hope. I read that one, sorry. If you can look to the past and smile, and when faced with the bad, when told everything is futile, you can still look up and end the conversation with the phrase, "Yes, but," then you still have hope. Hope is such a marvelous thing that bends, it twists, it sometimes hides, but barely does it break. It sustains us when nothing else can. It gives us reason to continue and courage to move ahead. When we tell ourselves we'd rather give in, hope puts a smile on our face when the heart cannot manage. Hope puts our feet on the path when our eyes cannot see it. Hope moves us to act when our souls are confused of the direction. Hope is a wonderful thing, something to be cherished and nurtured, and something that will refresh us in return. It can be found in each of us, and it can bring light into the darkest of places. So never lose hope. And I'm going to tell you right now, America, many are losing hope. Yesterday, I was going to be contacted by a woman to send her 21-year-old daughter from Canada to my training. Last night, an hour before her phone call, she called and said her daughter cut herself again. She's been rushed to the emergency room. She's still in the hospital 2 days. She cut her arm so bad she needed stitches. She has rope marks around her neck. A 21-year-old woman. One of my board of directors, a friend of mine, Peggy, in Minneapolis, her brother, I'm sorry, her husband's niece killed herself, 14 years old. Suicide and depression are called helpless and hopeless. And we need to just take a look at this. We need to take a look at what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to change it because people are losing hope. And today I'm Like It Matters Radio. I'm talking about the reason why we're going to fix this. Today we're talking about the breakdown. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
The future's not ours to see.
When I attended the Leadership Awakening workshop, I didn't know what to expect, but I was open. The tools taught at Leadership Awakening helped me discover things about myself that were holding me back from being all God created me to be. Providential? That word coins these life-changing classes because I now realize there are works God has already created for me to walk in, and these workshops helped me to see this more clearly. I received practical insights that I am already applying to be a more focused businesswoman, influential mom to my two teenagers, an 8.5-year-old son, and patient and passionate wife. I got rid of a lot of clutter in my head. BS, they call it, belief systems that were not serving me. If you want to know what it means to empower others instead of trying to control them, if you want to build a productive team in 2 days, if you want to press the reset button in your life and give yourself a fresh new beginning, then do yourself and your family a favor and attend the next Leadership Awakening. It's time the giant in you comes alive.
Leadership Awakening in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, November 12th through the 14th, and Dallas-Fort Worth, December 3rd through the 5th. Details at likeitmatters.net.
Limitless access to liberty and truth. Listen to Freedom 1570 with our free app, your smart speaker, at freedom1570.com or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities and defend liberty nationwide.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. This radio station has been telling you about the importance of November's election for months. The outcome could vastly change our country's future. If you believe in all of your First Amendment freedoms and you want your family to pursue the American dream, your values are on the line. Make sure that you're registered and make your plans ahead to vote, whether at your polling place or by absentee. This election is critical. We're at a crossroads. Make sure you vote.
Join the Freedom Insider Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join, so visit freedom1570.com today. Just click on Fan Club.
Between the stimulus and the response, there is a space, and in that space is your power, your freedom, Dr. Viktor Frankl. In this unprecedented time of pandemics and confusion, our daily choices matter more, and they are more consequential. Times of challenge and opportunities require another set of eyes, a deeper understanding, a bigger picture, so we can live a life of purpose and passion like it matters. Mr. Black is excited to announce the release of his newest book, Way of the Warrior, a daily devotional, bringing hope and encouragement to be all that you were created to be. Each day, Mr. Black shares with you guidance from above that is educational, inspirational, and applicational. Access Mr. Black each day as he continues to help you raise your bar and become all you were created to be. Way of the Warrior Daily Devotional is now available in ebook and hardcover at likeitmatters.net. Regain and retain your power and your freedom. Order Way of the Warrior Daily Devotional and let God be your guide and Mr. Black your life caddy. Order today at likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am Mr. Black, and today on Like It Matters Radio, we're getting real. We're getting down to the foundation. We're talking about the breakdown. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, things are crumbling around us. I'm not being negative. I'm not doing anything but being honest. You know, unless we're honest with ourselves, we will never, ever, ever make change. We are living in a time of helplessness and hopelessness. I mean, 4 months ago or 5 months ago, kids are developing PTSD from coronavirus pandemic. June 22nd, 2020, New York Post. The reports are done all over. Most people, adults and children, are resilient. Who said this? Dr. Adam Brown, clinical assistant professor in the Department of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, NYU. He says, that being said, 15 to 40% of humans, the percentage of people thought to meet the criteria for PTSD after traumatic event, is a lot of people at risk of developing PTSD. He put out a report, and he said, Lawrence Guinness, chief executive of the organization, anecdotally claims that many children are having vivid nightmares of illness and death during the outbreak, a symptom of PTSD. We have engaged directly with children and families living in poverty who have been severely affected by this crisis. Families who are already enduring hard, challenging lives have had to survive lockdown, the most appalling circumstances. For children in poverty, the crisis has multiplied the impact of the adversities they endure, such as hunger, fear, isolation, stigma. Factors such as domestic abuse, poor access to food, education, healthcare, and recreation are all amplified by social distancing measures and economic recession in dire times. Why is this so big? This is what's happening. All in the need of shutting down the country, shutting down the government. Also, Donald Trump can get defeated. We got to realize, take a look at what's going on with our media. This is a big deal. With the media has picked sides, ladies and gentlemen. The media is now attacking people that don't agree with Joe Biden. You guys got to wake up. I'm telling you right now, you vote for Joe Biden, and you are voting for the destruction of this country. I don't know how else to say it. I'm stirred up. I'm scared. I'm losing my own hope, and I'm a man of hope. I'm a man of vision. I look in the future. I see how things are connected. And we hear that every 4 years, most important election, a bunch of bunk. I know it. You know it. This is not bunk this time. This is real. Last night I heard something that I've known is going on, but now the media doesn't even fake it. Remember, we have three branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial. The founding fathers created what's called a checks and balance system to where they're co-equal branches, to where they can check each other so no one becomes authoritarian. And then we established a freedom of press, a free press, and they're called the Fourth Estate. Why? Because they're not like the three branches, but they have a checks and balances on the three branches. A neutral media. Someone puts out information, so we have a knowledgeable, learned electorate. That's why we're a republic. We're a democratic republic. But here's what the problem is. We've always known the media is liberal. 95% of all donations from media go to Democrats. We've always known that. But it's been Donald Trump to put a little pressure on Donald Trump to expose the deep state, to show now the media's picked sides. They're fully into the Democratic Party. They are now the arm of the Democratic Party. And now they're getting vicious and brutal. Play the first clip, please.
Good. As you mentioned, she uses state-of-the-art proprietary technical tools to dig up personal information about anonymous Trump supporters online. As you mentioned, that includes property records, phone records, even Amazon wish lists, you name it. She'll do everything she can to unearth anonymous Trump supporters, basically so she can ruin their lives.
Why would NBC News be doing something like this? I mean, you think NBC's job would be to tell us the news. What do the policies mean? Why would they be going after anonymous Twitter users?
It's a great question. It really is disgusting. It's disgraceful, even by modern journalist standards. I'd love for NBC to comment on this. We see these journalists are not even acting as meaningful journalists. What they're doing is acting as commissars, a neo-Stasi, effectively, in order to crush the rebellion of the American people against their corrupt ruling class associated with the victory of Donald Trump.
This should scare everybody. NBC now hires reporters. They're not really reporters. They're more like private investigators, but using all the stuff they learned in journalism school. And all they're doing is outing Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters. Robert Reich, a cabinet member in Bill Clinton's presidency, said that there should be a commission that all the people that supported Trump when Joe Biden wins, all the people that support him should be brought out, basically flogged, if you will. I'm telling you right now, if Joe Biden wins, there's not going to be peace. There's not going to be everybody coming together. White people are going to be hunted. I mean, it's scary. Why does that matter? Because you got to go back. You know, they want to say all the time about Hitler and Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh, you got the wrong group. Look, read about Joseph Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels was the propaganda minister. Let me read a little about Joseph Goebbels, a master orator, propagandist. He's generally accounted responsible for presenting a favorable image of the Nazi regime to the German people. Following Hitler's suicide, Goebbels served as Chancellor of Germany for a single day before he and his wife took their lives and killed all their six kids. Goebbels was the third of five children of Frederick Goebbels, a pious Roman Catholic factory. So what do you know? Just like Joe Biden, he was a Roman Catholic. And Katharina Mary, his wife, his parents provided him with a high school education, also helped support him during 5 years of undergraduate studies. What do you know? College graduate, little smarty. He was exempt from military service from World War II because of his club foot from polio, which later enabled his enemies to draw a parallel with a cloven hoof in the limp of the devil. Now listen carefully. This defect played a disastrous role in his life by engendering in Goebbels a strong desire to be compensated for his misfortune. So he's a victim. Life ain't fair. Don't you hear it? It's exactly what's going on now. After graduating from Heidelberg University with a doctorate in German philology, Goebbels pursued literature, dramatic, and journalistic efforts. Don't you hear this? Writing an expressionist novel in diary form in the 20s. Although not yet involved in politics, Goebbels, in common with most of his contemporaries, was imbued with a nationalistic fervor made more intense by the frustrating outcome of the war. During his university days, a friend also introduced him to socialists. Sound familiar? In college, getting introduced to socialist and communist ideas. Goebbels remained so that he was anti-bourgeois, supposedly. So again, just like the left always says we're against this, but so was Goebbels, anti-bourgeois, supposedly. He remained so despite his later upper-class affectations. On the other hand, initially he was non-anti-Semitic. The high school teachers he valued most were Jews and were at one time engaged to a half-Jewish girl. As a young man, his options remained wide open as he contemplated political involvement. Indeed, it was an accident that determined the party he was to join. This is what's going on. And now they're actually going after us. Play clip number two.
There's one aspect of this story that's maybe even more disturbing than what you described, and that is that Brandi Zadrozny uses this term disinformation as the pretext to go after Trump supporters and destroy their lives. I think as many viewers have seen, disinformation is this new buzzword, this new pretext used to silence Trump supporters. What's especially dangerous about this is that it brings this forced to bear in a national security context. Disinformation is a national security term. It invites the force of our own national security apparatus to silence Trump supporters domestically. And it's part of this trend that we're seeing of broader swaths of our own national security apparatus being repurposed and redeployed domestically to silence, suppress, and destroy the energies associated with Donald Trump's victory in 2016.
For a news organization to work in concert with the federal agencies to suppress dissent domestically, I mean, that's, I never imagined that would happen, but that is happening.
Well, and it never imagined it? That's what happened with Donald Trump. The FBI, the CIA, out to get Donald Trump to keep him from being elected. And when he did get elected, what you got to see what's right in front of you. I don't care what party you're with. Ladies and gentlemen, the destruction of America is right here. If Joe Biden gets elected, this is ugly. There are forces behind Joe Biden. I mean, they're using the CIA. They're using the FBI. The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop a long time ago, before the impeachment trial, which would have helped Donald Trump, and they hit it. Play clip number three.
To explain, but just a little detail. So she wrote for her fellow journalists a manual, a doxing manual, detailing her methods for fellow journalists who failed the same ethics class. One of the sponsors of her doxing manual on how to ruin Trump supporters' lives by uncovering their personal information is Bellingcat, an organization funded by NED and our own government. Taxpayers are funding this.
It's unbelievable. Noah Oppenheim at NBC News, one of the people who should answer, the guy who apparently leaked the Access Hollywood tape to the Washington Post in 2016.
Isn't that amazing? This is real people. Wake up. So you don't like Donald Trump's tweets. I'm going to tell you right now, there's never been a more pro-Christian, pro-Israel, pro-life president. Yeah, he might not have the best bedside manner, but we America's on the line. I'm Black. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
When you give yourself away, people never crumble in a day. It's a slow fade. It's a slow fade.
This is Scott Black of Like It Matters. As many of you know, I have been helping people to be the best they were created to be. COVID-19 has accelerated changes that I have been considering for some time now. Many more people need to receive the benefits of Leadership Awakening. Mental health in our communities is a real issue. We recently received our 501c3 nonprofit status with the emphasis of creating and delivering, taking back your power and your freedom to the least among us struggling with mental health issues. Please help us help others. You can save a marriage, save a business, or a life by supporting Like It Matters with your tax-deductible gifts. All gifts are needed, large, small, and everything in between. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at likeitmatters.net. Give today at likeitmatters.net. And by the way, Like It Matters Leadership Awakening classes will continue. Check out the schedule at likeitmatters.net as we build our training for those suffering from the challenges of poor mental health. God bless you.
Fact, storms can wreak havoc on your home's exterior. Archer Exteriors, your local roofing, siding, and gutter experts are here to help. At Archer Exteriors, the number one priority is you, the customer. Now, we've all been around long enough to know that whenever a storm rolls through the Twin Cities, all the so-called exterior companies come crawling out of the woodwork, aggressively trying to sell you a new roof or siding. Not Archer. Archer Exteriors takes great pride in being your trusted hometown Twin Cities roofing company. In fact, Archer's offices are right in South St. Paul, so you'll always know where to find them. They never hide or disappear after the job. In fact, many of their past customers often pop in just to say hi. So if you live in one of the many areas that have recently been hit by storms, like Eagan, Invergrove Heights, Edina, Eden Prairie, and beyond, give Archer a quick call for a free, no-obligation inspection and evaluation. Archer provides a full detailed inspection report at no cost and works seamlessly with all insurance companies. Visit ArcherExteriorsMN.com today. That's ArcherExteriorsMN.com.
What can you do in 48 hours that changes your life? Like It Matters Leadership Awakening. Listen to this 22-year law enforcement veteran with PTSD compare Leadership Awakening to other training he's received.
You focus on the individual. I think you kind of answered the why question, whereas a lot of the other programs that are out there, I don't want to say they put a Band-Aid on it, but they don't do a very good job of going into the why. And, you know, why am I doing this? Why is my brain revert back to the images? You know, why do I get depressed? And like you said, right, it's a choice.
48 hours. Give Mr. Black and Leadership Awakening just 48 hours, and it will change the course of your life. Go to likeitmatters.net and click on Schedule for Leadership Awakening near you. That's likeitmatters.net. Just click on Schedule. Leadership Awakening, where 48 hours will change your life.
Fantasy is reality in the world today. I'll keep hanging in there. That's the only way.
Amen. That's how I feel right now. I got a little Sam Kinison running through my blood because I just want to scream. I am Mr. Black. And I'm bringing you some true therapy today, ladies and gentlemen. I wish it wasn't so. I wish I could say something different. And I want you to know something. This is not what I want to do on this radio show. I made a conscious choice that it's time. I cannot. This is a moment in time that some people are keeping quiet. I get it because they're afraid. They're afraid. But I won't. I mean, and this cost me a lot. It cost me a lot. I've lost board of directors members because they don't like my politics because they're liberal. They're supposed to be Christians. People who are brothers in Christ, supposedly mine, that basically told me expunge any connection to them. because they don't like me, my politics, that I support Donald Trump. I mean, this is how bad it's getting. This is how bad. You're getting canceled. You're getting destroyed. And so America's crumbling right now. We got to turn it around. And we're going to talk like a two-part series called The Breakdown. And there's three things causing this breakdown. The breakdown of the family, the breakdown of our relationship with God, and the media. And the media right now, we're going to address, because it's a big deal. Today we're going to talk about media. Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister, said it would not be impossible to prove with sufficient repetition and a psychological understanding of the people concerned that a square is in fact a circle. They are mere words, and words can be molded until they clothe ideas in disguise. He also said, let me control the media, and I will turn any nation into a herd of pigs. And here's the problem now. The progressives, the Biden / Black Lives Matter / Antifa, the media is part of that group now. They've sold out. They don't hide it. They don't pretend. They're not neutral arbitrators or arbiters. They are now, they pick sides. And they are programming you. For 3.5 years, you were told over and over that it's tick, 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 tick. It's going to happen. Donald Trump's going to the White House in handcuffs. He's a Russian spy. You know, Adam Schiff would come out every day on MSNBC and CNN and say, we got evidence. Well, when you guys see what I see, he's going to be impeached. He's going to be... And then we found out when they released all the documents, we would have never known unless they released all the documents, that they testified under oath that they had nothing, was never proven, and yet then they would go out from those hearings in private and go publicly on the TV and say Clapper and Brennan would say something totally different, that he's a spy, he's a lowlife, he's a treasonous, and now we know it's all a lie. They never meant, they just wanted to program us. There are still people this day that believe that there was collusion, and by the way, there was collusion. But now we realize it was Hillary Clinton. The FBI knew that as well. Obama was briefed on it. That Hillary Clinton set this up, connected with British spy, and the British spy talked to Russian operatives to get the salacious Steele dossier that was not true, was not verifiable, and they used it to soil Trump and to take the focus off of Hillary Clinton's emails. I mean, it's proven now. It's not hearsay. And now people are running from their life. I mean, think about how many times that you hear about pro-Trump people, little kids getting beat up, little kids getting assaulted by grown-ups for having a Trump sign, black elderly gentlemen who support Trump getting gunned down. I mean, creating a race war with Black Lives Matter and people like the media now, the Washington Post, Amazon, won't show Shelby Steele's What Killed Michael Brown because it has to take a look at what's going on in today's world. And it wasn't. Michael Brown was not murdered. Michael Brown committed suicide, death by cop. And yet you say that and you're banned from social media. Social media, I can tell you right now, I'm active on LinkedIn, been active about 3 months. About once a week, sometimes twice a week, I get things banned, pulled out. They send me a note, you're the only one that can see this, that violates our policy. Now, here's what LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter never tell you. They never tell you what rule you violated. But they're pulling everything. They have frozen the New York Post Twitter account because they will not let any of this Joe Biden stuff out, this Hunter Biden stuff. Now, it's all true. It's all verified. They got Schiff again lying and saying that this is Russian disinformation. Remember the clip we played earlier? That's the new term. All they got to do is say it's disinformation. That gives Twitter the right to freeze out your account. That gives Facebook the right to ban you. That gives the media the right to discount this all a Russian hoax. Just like there's no voter fraud. Why do you think they want all mail-in ballots? Don't you get it yet? There's zero enthusiasm for Joe Biden. Even when President Obama showed up, 15 people showed up. That's it.
Makes you
people are so turned off. Yeah, it is embarrassing. People are so turned off, but they see what's going on because they're being abused. People are being killed for supporting Trump. A black guy who was in San Francisco, they were protesting against Twitter, the censorship, and a guy with Antifa, with Black Lives Matter, one of those groups came up, punched him, and knocked his two front teeth. He's a black guy. But no one says anything, and you don't even read about it or hear about it. The media doesn't even report it now. The media decides what to report. It's just stunning. I mean, Hunter Biden and these his two partners, two of them are, well, one of them's in prison, the guy Bevin Cooney, and now Bevin Cooney's decided to turn to go ahead and turn in the other two guys because Devin Archer is just now going to prison. Cooney's been there for a while now, but Hunter Biden, whose name was brought up in both of those conviction trials, has never once. Hunter Biden, this is today's news. Hunter Biden's former business associate, Bevin Cooney, who flipped on the Bidens and exposed an influence peddling operation, has been moved out of his prison cell, according to Breitbart News. Days after Breitbart News, senior contributor Peter Schweitzer and journalist Matthew Tierman published emails provided by Cooney, which supported what was going on. He's got death threats. They're going to kill him. And then we found out today, or last night, that another gentleman came out and said, I can't no longer see this happening. He's fearing for his life. Here's the statement. My name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. The email is genuine. I'm in that thread. This afternoon, I received requests from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family, as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. I am the grandson of a 37-year-old Army intelligence officer, the son of a 20-plus-year career naval officer, and a brother of a 28-year career naval flight officer. I myself served our country for 4 years and left the Navy as Lieutenant Bobulinski. I held a high-level security clearance and was an instructor and then CTO for Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. I take great pride in the time my family and I serve this country. I'm also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were to Democrats. You got to hear this, people. Wake up. If the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant in this story. Given my long-standing service and devotion to this great country, and as a Democrat, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. After leaving the military, I became an institutional investor, investing extensively around the world and on every continent. I have traveled over 50 countries. I believe, hands down, we live in the greatest country in the world. What I am outlining is fact. I know it's fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC, Chairman Yi, and the Biden family. I was brought in the company to be the CEO by James Gilyear and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB reference in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy, or my chairman, and frequently referenced asking him for a sign-off or advice on various potential deals that we discussed. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that that's not true. He's lying. Because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. I realized that the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return of investment. They were looking at this as political influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came in from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent this from happening. The Johnson Report connected some dots in a way that shocked me. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back and being irrelevant. And so I am not put in a position to have to answer these questions for them. I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain, and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. God bless America. Joe Biden, his last year as vice president, made $340,000. His next 2 years, look at it. he made $15 to $16 million immediately. How do you go from $340,000 all your life? How does he have mansions? How does he have multiple homes? He's been a government employee for 47 years. How is he a $100 millionaire with homes all over the place? Come on, people. Don't let your hatred. Remember, the Bible says hatred is murder. Those of you that call yourselves Christians, how could you possibly vote for a man who's bringing down this country, who's going to set up retribution and revenge? Conservatives, Christians, and white people will be attacked with vengeance if Joe Biden's elected. I'm Mr. Black, bringing some truth therapy. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Not a joke.
Wow.
This is Scott Black of Like It Matters. As many of you know, I have been helping people to be the best they were created to be. COVID-19 has accelerated changes that I have been considering for some time now. Many more people need to receive the benefits of Leadership Awakening. Mental health in our communities is a real issue. We recently received our 501c3 nonprofit status with the emphasis of creating and delivering, taking back your power and your freedom to the least among us struggling with mental health issues. Please help us help others. You can save a marriage, save a business, or a life by supporting Like It Matters with your tax-deductible gifts. All gifts are needed, large, small, and everything in between. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at likeitmatters.net. Give today at likeitmatters.net. And by the way, Like It Matters Leadership Awakening classes will continue. Check out the schedule at likeitmatters.net as we build our training for those suffering from the challenges of poor mental health. God bless you.
Whoa, look at all these options.
You could fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream Freedom 1570. Top shelf choices include freedom1570.com, our free app, and radio.com.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, is back in Minnesota Thursday, October 22nd with its America versus Socialism Tour. Join American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, Walkaway founder Brandon Strzok, and Conservative candidates Jason Lewis, Michelle Fischbach, and others. Thursday, October 22nd at the Horse and Hunt Club in Prior Lake from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by a presidential debate watch. Go to conservative.org to get your free tickets today. Conservative.org and click on the CPAC Minnesota banner.
Frustrated with your child's school progress? Then you need a half-off learning voucher from Sylvan. Get a $2,500 Sylvan learning voucher for just $1,250. Only two available. Go to this station's website, click on the More tab and half-price offers, or call the station now.
We are all in the construction business, constructing memories, relationships, new ideas, and a legacy that will outlive us. Life is best imagined as a construction project.
Hey, can we get that backhoe over here?
At Like It Matters, we craft tools and teach you how to use them. Mr. Black has a bevy of tools to help you build your life into your dream. One of those tools is individual life counseling. The best analogy is a life caddy, because sometimes you just need another set of eyes. A second tool, books by Mr. Black, always opening up your mind. Third, workshops, where we teach people how they work and how to function at a higher level. And don't forget the daily radio show, Like It Matters, at 11 a.m. on Freedom 1570.
Nice job. That's it for today. Wrap it up.
Contact Mr. Black at Mr.Black@likeitmatters.net. Building a better you today. Likeitmatters.net. Helping people live their lives like they matter. That's Mr.Black@likeitmatters.net. Discover the tools to build your relationships, your vision, and your life.
Ominous. Yes, not only the music, but the state of America. And if we don't do something about it, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get ugly really, really fast. I am Mr. Black. Yeah, doing a little bit of a different show. And again, I apologize, but I can't stand the silence anymore. It's costing me money. It's costing me people on my board of directors. It's cost me supposedly brothers in Christ. I don't know how. I don't think we're really brothers in Christ. But, you know, it's real. I'm telling you right now, if Joe Biden gets elected, we're in trouble. I mean, people are being targeted. And I shared, if you haven't listened to all this show, listen to it. Take an hour. Go to likeitmattersradio.com, listen to it, because I played for you some things that show that now the media is out looking to out people, keeping lists. I mean, this is going back to, they're making lists, just like Hitler's Germany did, made lists of people who supported the Jews. And not only did the Germans kill 8 million plus Jews, they killed anybody that supported them. And this is what Robert Reich wants to have a truth commission to find out all the people that supported Clinton, I mean, supporting Trump. I mean, I saw this article here right there. Where is it? Pro-Trump farmer targeted by arsonist. Read it out. People with Trump signs on their truck get shot at. You get people getting letters and mail saying, if Trump wins, we're coming for you. This isn't your, just Google some of this. The media won't report it because the media is covering. You got to get, the media has now become part of the problem. I mean, look, the media is blanking out this whole Hunter Biden, Joe Biden thing. There's corruption at the highest level. For 4 years, they've investigated everything about Trump, had his kids under oath, spied on him, got all their taxes, all that to find some dirt. And now there's real stuff right in front of him. Joe Biden for 47 years has been ingratiating himself, building his financial wealth. In the last 2 years, he's made $16 million a year. He has homes all over. He has money. And he's been a government employee for 47 years. Where did all these millions of dollars come from? It's called Hunter Biden. Yeah, no one seems to care. You know what that means? That means the Chinese own him. Wait till you see what else is on this. The child pornography, pedophilia with one of his relatives. It's all, no one's talking about salacious stuff because they're working to get anybody to cover it. You even mentioned this on social media. I get banned once or twice a week. Articles get pulled, say we're violating their policies, that nothing's true about this, not at all. Even Glenn Greenwald, who's liberal, trashes media, cone of silence around Hunter Biden email. He said the Intercept founding editor, Glenn Greenwald, accused the mainstream media Monday of blatant rank closing and implementing a cone of silence. We know the cone of silence around last week's New York bombshell, New York Post reporting detailed Hunter Biden's nefarious relationships. They so far established standard sleaze and D.C. corruption. The huge scandal to me is the blatant rank closing and cone of silence, a prohibition erected by journalists around this story to defend Biden. Mainstream reporters have gone to overdrive to dismiss emails purportedly linked to 2020 Democratic nominee to his son's interests. And here's the thing. The reason they're doing it is because all points to Joe Biden. You know, this is what the media does. I mean, excuse my language. I've told you to remove all kids. But this is an article on Fox News. So if you got kids, close their ears. Media outlets offer bizarre defenses for CNN star Jeffrey Toobin amid masturbation scandal. We need to keep perspective. We need to see the big picture. No, I think we saw the big picture. That's the problem. Boom, boom, shh. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, yeah, I compliment the guy. I haven't seen anything. I will not put certain things in my head, and that's one of them I will not do. I mean, Toronto Star columnist Vina Meenan wrote that Toobin didn't cover himself in glory or regrettably anything else in that fateful Zoom call, but CNN and his country need him. Wow. Now, look, I don't want to minimize any possible trauma experienced by anyone on that video chat, but we need to keep perspective. We need to see the big picture, Meenan wrote. Granted, there are very few things more unprofessional than masturbating during a company meeting. Toobin is a lawyer. His judgment is now suspect. I get it. All I'm saying is we need to forget this ever happened. Block it out. Isn't that amazing? Now, anytime Trump says anything to a woman, does anything, they want to talk about. Remember the whole Me Too movement? All about this, doing this and doing that, all this stuff. People are afraid, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, a vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for Gestapo-like techniques. They've said they're coming after us. They said they beat us up. You wear a red hat, they punch in the face. Look at all the announcers, the sports announcers by Christians who say all lives matter and now they're no longer allowed. Look at the Sacramento Kings announcer. All he said was, as a Christian, all lives matter to God. He's no longer allowed to survive, have a job. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, is this America? We're to break down now. If Joe Biden gets elected, you guys think it's funny and it's all about, this is not about policy anymore. This is about security. This is about safety. This is about our last chance to save this country from going under. Yeah, Donald Trump might not be professional. He might be crass. He might be a bull in a china shop, but he loves this country. He protects Christians. He loves life. He's pro-life. He was at the only president ever speak of the pro-life march. He's there. He's a friend of Israel. Out of every single president since Israel was reformed, said that they would make Jerusalem the capital, just like the Bible says it is. But Donald Trump did it. He's been attacked at every turn. You look at people like Vernon Jones, a black legislative leader in Georgia, that now he supports Trump and he's called the N-word. He's called Uncle Tom. He's basically been destroyed. You look at anything. Look at what Kanye West, I mean, a nut job. I'm not a big fan of Kanye West. But anybody, if you don't vote for Biden, you're not black. If you don't, I mean, this is terrible. The media is wanting to destroy him. I'm sure tonight in the debate, that woman who's a big Biden supporter, big Democrat, her parents are huge fundraisers and deliver money for the, you know, for the Democratic Party. What do you think she's going to do? Leslie Stahl, do you see the disrespect Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes, treated the president with? You see this last Savannah Guthrie? I mean, treated, people are worried about him not being presidential. What about the media just wanting to destroy and attack? They want to dox any Trump supporter. But I want you to know, people are afraid. People are scared. And if you care about this country, if you care about the rule of law, I don't care what you care about Donald Trump. You can't vote for Biden. Our country is on the line. Our safety, our security, my kids' safety is on the line. It's cost me money talking about politics. It's cost me board of directors, remember? It's cost me supposedly brothers in Christ. I don't believe they're really brothers. Remember, we're in the great apostasy. Jesus himself said, many will say, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, well, I never knew you. Oh, yeah, you did. We cast out demons in your name. We prophesied in your name. We did miracles in your name. Ladies and gentlemen, the only people that do all that stuff in Jesus' name are churchgoers, are church folk, people that go on mission trips, and people that are in church on every Saturday, every Sunday, people that work in the child ministry. God says, you're not mine because you're fake. You're a whitewashed tomb. You put on a good airs on the outside because it's good for your business. It's good for you having a peaceful way of life. But you're not my child. You don't do what I say. You vote the way you want to vote. You vote for people who are okay killing babies. You vote for people that think God's a moron, that he messed up everybody's gender. You vote for people that disown God's rule of marriage, a man and a woman, one man, one woman for eternity. There was this comedian who traveled the country speaking to voters and says, polls don't reflect what's really going on. People are afraid to say they're supporting Trump. He said, quote, I think you're going to see a lot of folks in the media cry a lot more November 3rd or November 4th. Comedian Tim Young spent the last several months traveling across America speaking with regular people about the election, and he has arrived at one conclusion. Mainstream media outlets who don't think President Trump has a shot at re-election are dead wrong. He has unprecedented support. I wouldn't believe the polls. Young, a Washington, D.C. resident, has visited states all over the country. And it started in a barbershop in Minneapolis. Yep. He said, I was just kind of talking to everyone around the country when I'm traveling about what they think about the polls, how COVID has affected them. And I asked if anyone's ever given a poll. And the barber spoke up. He said, yeah, he and his wife had been called by pollsters, but they lied, Young said. They said they were voting for Joe Biden because just down the road there were a lot of riots, not just in Minneapolis, but in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and they were afraid. Young explained the barber and his wife were not only concerned about violent mobs, they also feared that the business would be targeted and they would personally be targeted if they admitted to being Trump supporters. So people who had been polled just flat out lied, even though they were going to vote for Trump, because they didn't want to put themselves in danger. Ladies and gentlemen, we're supposed to live in America. You want to talk about the breakdown of America, you're seeing it, and the media is driving it. You are under construction on the Like It Matters radio network. I am Mr. Black, helping you become more hopeful about your future, reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it does.
Careful, little eyes, what you see. Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Ringing Liberty and...